Before we get started, a quick disclosure. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Nothing you hear is an offer or a solicitation to buy or sell any investment. And with that, hello and welcome to the Rangeley Capital Podcast. I'm Chris DeMuth, a PM at Rangeley, and with me as always is my co-host and fellow Rangeley PM, Andrew Walker. It is Monday, January 9th, 2017, and today we're talking about the ultimate evil corporation of all time, as well as the 1 million U.S. jobs pledge. To start with, I wanted to bring up a presentation by T-Mobile CEO John Legere that he recently presented his 2017 predictions. He expects this year's wireless market to be the Wild West. And he presented eight and then slipped in a ninth prediction, which I think I can tick off quickly. But he went through all the things that are going to happen this year and made some pretty dramatic predictions. To start with, Big Cable, Comcast, and Charter will try to enter the wireless market. He thinks he's in the place to be, clearly. Google, Facebook, or Amazon could enter. He thinks that mobile will become over half of television by next year. Dish will, he didn't say bought exactly, but will no longer be a standalone company. He said
Dish will die, yes. But it was not they will go bankrupt, they will get bought by someone, which we'll talk about that later, but it's interesting that he thinks getting bought is dying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he thinks that that he will beat AT&T and Verizon to gigabit LTE, which is kind of the half measure to the next level of speed. He thinks that his slow cooker Sunday Facebook live segment will get a million views, which just shows, I mean, anything.
Possibly the most controversial call of everything on here.
and the one that I think will take the most subtlety on our point to exploit for profit. he believes that all the other four wireless CEOs will be gone, and he does not think he will be gone, however. Comcast and Verizon will look to merge, and that is T-U-E-C-O-A-T, I put in my notes, that is the ultimate evil corporation of all time, which I really think is too bad that Time Warner Cable somehow would be out of a deal that would be, I mean, in just in terms of evilness, they should have some role. And then his serious point that he slipped in right at the end is that Trump would allow a Sprint and T-Mobile deal to finally happen. So that's the Wild West for you. Andrew, what do you think?
Yeah, so look, I think there are a lot of interesting predictions in here, but the two kind of streams I want to talk on this, and we were hinting at this when he said Dish is going to die because they're going to get bought out.
Mm-hmm.
He is a CEO.
Yep.
CEOs are pitching their own agenda. And it is clear throughout this stream, the other four CEOs are going to be gone. Dish is going to die if they get bought out. Donald Trump should let T-Mobile and Sprint merge. He does not want to be bought out. He wants to be the buyer. He wants to keep his CEO job. And maybe he should. He's been a fantastic CEO. T-Mobile's probably the best performing wireless company right now, taking share. Stock price has done great under his range. So maybe he should. But it's just interesting that you can see kind of his incentives slipping, his incentives, his worldview slipping through into his 2017's predictions. That said, I think there are a lot of ones that are likely. Comcast is already partnering with Verizon, using Verizon's wireless network to launch their own wireless service. So they're already in the wireless game. A lot of people think if that test goes well, it will lead to Comcast buying a wireless provider. The one thing I can guarantee you is the wireless provider will not be Comcast Verizon, because that will be antitrust dead on arrival. Yeah, I don't think they're... Even the most right wing of economists would probably say Comcast Verizon is a step too far on antitrust grounds. Too big, just takes all the markets down to too few players. I don't know if you want to comment there.
No, I think that that's correct. You know, if you can announce the AT&T blast effort at this level of consolidation, and maybe you can get the same people to try again here, but it's that won't happen. Although this really does show why freer regulatory regimes doesn't leave arbitrageurs and people trying to contemplate whether deals will get done with nothing to do, because the companies just become that much more bold, and somebody will be playing close to the line. Yep. I think that of all of these predictions, I think, although he gave it the most fun name, we will not see the creation of the ultimate evil corporation of all time.
You need to put your pinky to your face when you say the ultimate evil corporation. Yes. But no, look, I think...
So which ones do you think are most likely? It's nine, so I won't say rank them, but do you have any one or two? Do you have any prediction that you think is the most likely?
As I said, Comcast is already partnering with Verizon. Sure, so they're already... But look, everything I said says 2017, as soon as the FTC spectrum auction ends, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Dish, in some form, those three guys are going to get bought out. Whether it's one of the tech companies you mentioned buying them, Comcast buying them to launch a wireless network, or Verizon buying one of them to launch to improve their spectrum, and if they bought Dish to kind of match the AT&T DirecTV, four-play thing. I think it's happening. If you look at Europe, all the big providers over there have the quad play where you offer cable internet, phones, and wireless under one company. Right now, most of us it's the three play and then a wireless play separately. I think the world tends towards four play. I think that's just a given. Anything else here? The other one, I would say the big four, all the other wireless CEOs getting fired, I think that is... probably a little too intense. AT&T CEO seems like he's in a good spot. He just did that massive Time Warner deal. Maybe if that falls through, he gets fired. Verizon CEO seems like he's doing okay. It's tough for me to say. Maybe the stink if like Yahoo got hacked again or something. I don't know. But I think that's pretty bold. But I think these are interesting predictions.
It would actually be very early for either the Time Warner deal for AT&T or respectively the Yahoo deal for Verizon to become a failure for the buyer. You'd think that their failure would be a few years from now in terms of the information flowing through their financials. I think he just had fun predicting the demise of his competitors.
And the one good thing for AT&T, like AT&T, when the T-Mobile deal broke, they had to pay T-Mobile a massive breakup fee when regulators blocked that deal. That's something you can get fired for. Hey, we have to pay $5 billion to someone because this deal that we thought we could get through that was clearly dead on arrival didn't happen. But in AT&T's case, they negotiated a very low breakup fee if the regulators block it. So even if it gets blocked, he can go to his board and say, hey, we had this great strategy. We knew there was a risk and we appropriately sized the breakup fee in case it showed up. We thought there was tons of upside with almost no downside. So I think he's in a good spot.
Yeah, no, I agree. Of his predictions, the three that jumped out of the nine to me, I think prediction number three, the mobile over half of TV viewing by the end of the year, I think that it really seems like it's going so dramatically in that direction.
Yep.
I agree with Dish being gone. I might have incorrectly predicted that would have happened by now, but it's...
The industry people I have heard speak think Dish, T-Mobile, Sprint, they think they would have gotten bought out in 2016, except the spectrum auction prevented anyone from dancing, kind of. No one could talk while the spectrum... As soon as that's done, everybody thinks just the mergers are on.
Big consolidation. I think that's absolutely right. And then last thought I wanted to have here was that I believe that his enthusiasm for being the last man standing, his explanation for how he could survive a consolidation wave, which is that SoftBank's Sprint ends up needing both T-Mobile and needing T-Mobile's CEO, is sort of convenient, and that there could be some disruption to that. So that even if a deal is announced, we could see a multi-bidder situation for T-Mobile.
Interesting.
I wanted to move on to the next topic, unless there's anything you needed to add to that.
As long as when you talk about the 1 million jobs, you put your pinky to your mouth.
Yes, okay. So the next topic I wanted to bring up was Alibaba and Alibaba's CEO, Jack Ma, a great businessman. He just met with the president-elect in the U.S. He's somebody who is very politically savvy. He really knows how to handle politics in the PRC. He appears equally adept at handling U.S. politics in Washington, but for the time being in Trump Tower. He even managed to arrive without any secret papers being photographed by the press, which is has been a failure of several of his predecessor visitors. He really knows how to communicate with the U.S. president-elect, by which I mean Twitter, and they tweeted on his way in that Alibaba wants to create U.S. jobs by helping U.S. small businesses and farmers. sell to China's 300 million strong middle class, which sounds like every failed Shark's Tank pitch I've ever heard. And this appeared to go over really well with the president-elect. Trump said that the meeting was great and that he was great. So he got three greats in the first sentence as an entrepreneur. And I just wanted to, the first question I wanted to ask you specifically is SoftBank offered 50,000 jobs. Alibaba offered 1 million. It's not really clear what governs these promises. So will this be the top, or will someone outbid Alibaba in terms of amorphous U.S. job commitment pledges?
So it's interesting. The million jobs, I went and looked at it, and it's by opening up our platform, 1 million small and medium-sized businesses will join our platform, which will lead to 1 million jobs. So it's like the loosest correlation you can say while still kind of being rooted in reality. In order to go over 1 million, you think somebody's just going to have to step away completely from reality, which I'm not sure is an issue when you're just trying to win the headline game, but I think this is the top. It has to be. What do you think?
You know, it's really hard to say. It's a kind of a funny thing for capitalism. These kind of grandiose plans were very typical of communism, most specifically, and fascism as well. You know, where you would have a 5-year plan and you'd have these kind of bold, dramatic, ideological, but also highly theoretical claims. The thing about capitalism is most CEOs are just kind of course correcting day to day. They don't have these kind of 5-year plans as much. So I think that that's kind of curious.
And related to the communism, you know, one of the aspects of communism is central planning. Yep. And that has generally involved micromanaging the economy. And I think it's been really interesting all the focus Donald Trump has had on the automakers, right? Mm-hmm. It seems to be a very old world way of thinking to me. I looked it up just before the podcast. In 2015, the automakers were 3% of U.S. GDP. So obviously they may be a little outsized in terms of jobs impact, but for the president-elect to be spending, you know, it seems like well more than 20% of his time on negotiating these deals and getting the car makers to bring jobs and plants back to the U.S., it just seems like that's almost micromanaging. It's almost like there's a better use of his time.
What one of the critiques that sometimes people make of politicians that try central planning is that they are picking winners and losers. And my favorite reaction that Cliff Asness of AQR said about the current administration is these guys don't pick winners and losers. They just apparently pick the losers when talking about Solyndra and their history of their VC effort through Washington has been largely a failure. But if you look right now, the idea not only that you should have this centrally planned commitment to the autos because it's kind of 50 years out of date, but this could have a future that is just in the single digit number of years in a form that looks anything like the current industry. So it's a very strange time for this big kind of jobs push in autos.
And I'm glad you mentioned the prior administration, because one of the things I wanted to think about was, you know, it feels like we're talking about Donald Trump so much in everything investment related. Mm-hmm. And now some of that is because new president, a lot of regulatory uncertainty, and we're going from literally, you know, one of the most negative antitrust environments we've ever seen to most positive in terms of just allowing deals to get done is what it seems like. But is all this time we're spending talking on Trump, is it typical for kind of a change in presidencies and regimes, or is it very specific to this because it's such a wild card, he's so unknown? It's just interesting to think about.
I think it's new on two dimensions. The first dimension being this being so new and unexpected in terms of the type of inbound administration. But secondly, and related to the fact that he was able to get elected, a total mastery of this era of media and what the media is demanding, and he is willing to supply anything that they demand. And so having somebody who's willing to fill that void and is doing so masterfully, I think really exacerbates the situation.
You know, and this is going back to our first thing. One thing that it only came to me as we were talking about Donald Trump, you know, we mentioned the Comcast Verizon potential merger and said it was dead on arrival. You know, it's dead on arrival for a lot of reasons, but you can't neglect Donald Trump is apparently still mad at NBC for releasing the Access Hollywood video. Mm-hmm. So similar to him wanting to block AT&T Time Warner because of what you've heard, he doesn't like the CNN aspect of it. He might block that merger just because he doesn't like the NBC aspect of Comcast. So it is interesting. But again, that is something you mentioned. This is more typical of communism than capitalism. Holding grudges and using it to kind of hit companies despite what might make sense. That's much more typical of communism, yeah, banana republics, dictatorships than what we've seen.
The South Korean government actually has a whole new office that's job is dedicated to following his Twitter feed.
Really?
So that they can just kind of have like a quick, rapid response so they know kind of which political direction to go in. And it makes sense, I guess. That's the world in which we live.
Could you see like big banks? You know, every big bank has their macro forecaster, their oil forecaster, everything. Could you see the big banks having a similar role where they need their Donald Trump Twitter analyzer?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, that is all the time we have for today. Before we hit our disclosures, a reminder, if you like this podcast, I hope you like this podcast, please follow and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Audioboom. If you don't like the volume of my voice, I know, I'm so close to this microphone, it's almost inappropriate.
I think you're killing it today, I'll be honest.
But hopefully that hasn't been too big a problem. Sorry if it has. Disclosure for me, I'm long a dash of T-Mobile and Dish, and I am short more than a dash of Alibaba.
Well, I am short more than a dash of Alibaba too, but I think it's only fair to say we're short that because we're long Yahoo and we're just hedging out the Alibaba part. And just as we were going to the podcast, did you see Yahoo cutting down their board if the Rising deal goes through and changing their name to Altaba, which, where do you think that falls on the scale of awful corporate names?
I am going to have some more to say about that corporate name. I wish I didn't get so caught up in this, but
Let's just leave it to be continued. You always got to leave on a cliffhanger. We'll
I will have more to say about this.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.